What's going on, Kicking Out Podcast Nation? It's Sunday. It's April 21st, 2024. It's AEW Dynasty Day. Can't wait for Dynasty Night. Going to be a great card. I'm your KOP Predictions Champion, Tanner Lee. Joining me, co-host, the unwise man, Paul Zartman. No Austin Shepherd joining us today, but don't worry. He got us his picks, so we're all good. But we also have another honorary co-host today, Paul's son, Logan. Logan Zartman.
Say hi.
Hello.
So the Zartmans are going to be a tag team today for their picks, everybody.
Yes, we are. Because this boy has been a lot smarter than I have when it comes to predictions here lately. So I got his thoughts on it.
Majin, hold on. So now the champ is here, but Shep isn't?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I get flack for not showing up to work. But now this is two predictions in a row. We haven't had Shep. Revolution and now Dynasty. So.
He's busy filming out in Hollywood.
We'll go with that. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I figure if we're going to call you, refer to you as Roman, then, I mean, Shep's here less than you are sometimes. So he's the Rock.
Yeah. But like I said, he got his picks in. So it's all good. It's all
he did.
Good. But
that's the important thing.
Before we get into our Dynasty picks, myself, Paul, and Logan had the chance to go to Dynamite on Wednesday in Indianapolis, which we're all from Indiana, if you are listening or watching for the first time. So we went down, made the trip down to Indianapolis for Dynamite. Fortunately, Shep was supposed to join us, but he couldn't at the last minute. So it was us three and our friend Plug-O of the Between Two Beards show on Love Wrestling. So, and he and JPJ had me on Thursday on their Dynasty Predictions show. So I already did a round of predictions already, but yeah. I may have changed my mind between Thursday morning and today on a few of my picks. With all that said, how'd you guys like Dynamite?
Oh man, Dynamite was fantastic. It's always good to be an indie. It's always good to be at a show. Point blank, period. A lot of people give flack because it doesn't always sell out, but it sounds sold out because the indie crowd is always so hot from start to finish. It's one of my favorite crowds, even if we're just watching it. Indiana crowds, even for WWE, Indiana crowds are always hot, and that's my favorite thing about them.
Yeah, Indiana's a pretty underrated wrestling market, I think.
Yes.
I mean, the Midwest is always a good wrestling market. A lot of that's because of Chicago, where Chicago gets, the credit, Detroit as well. But Indianapolis and Indiana as a whole, I think, pretty underrated.
Yeah.
Majin here on YouTube, sellouts and ratings don't determine how good a show is. Absolutely.
Absolutely true. Absolutely true. So, Logan, it was your first pro wrestling event. You've done indies with your dad, but you've never been to an actual show. So tell everybody what you thought about your first experience at Dynamite.
For the first time being there, it was the best show I've ever watched. Seeing the, I guess, pre-show, it was a lot better. It was a lot more action filled than on TV. Because I could hear the crowd just,
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. It's a little different being there in person than on TV. You get to experience the crowd and the vibes and the building and everything, and it's a whole different vantage point because on TV, you have to see what the camera's showing. There in person, you can look all over the place and see different things. And that's one of my favorite things about going to a live show is seeing how the production works. I'm always fascinated how the camera guys are angling themselves and the pyro and everything. So,
speaking of pyro, that place was burning hot when, like, with all the fire pyro and stuff.
Yep. Yep, it gets hot in there, no matter how close you are or how far away from the pyro. You know, especially like Penta when he has the fire, or Jericho has fire. The fire is really hot. So, what was your favorite match of the night, the other night?
Oh. Both Will Ospreay versus Claudio Castagnoli.
I think that might have been the best match I've ever seen live.
Yeah, agreed.
Either that or one year, I know your dad was at this Dynamite. We saw Ray Phoenix against Nick Jackson. That was a pretty good match, too.
Ray Phoenix against Nick Jackson.
Remember that one, Paul?
Do you remember it?
Oh, yeah.
He does.
Yeah, that was a pretty good one, too. So I'd say it's one of those two. We're probably the best matches I've seen live. Michael McLean here on YouTube, watching Paul get Logan into pro wrestling reminds me of my dad doing the same growing up. Great father, Paul.
He is a great father.
Yes, I agree. I agree. So, yeah, anything else you want to talk about for Dynamite on Wednesday?
We hate Chris Jericho.
Yeah. Yeah, it was fun booing Chris Jericho. First time I've done that. Usually I cheer him at Dynamites, but
yeah,
I'll get more into that during our FTW title prediction match when we get to that. So
it's for the FTW champion?
Yep. Oh. Yep. Him and Hook. Yep, it's on the line this time. Majin said, Logan's got a father, so back off, Christian.
No patriarchy for you.
Dang it.
Paul, what was your favorite match of the night?
Your favorite match of the night?
Well,
you can go with the same. I mean, it's just...
it probably was Ospreay and Claudio, but my second would have been the mixed tag match. I've been an Adam Copeland fan since he debuted in the other company with the Brood. So being able to see him live after all these years was something kind of special.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a lot of fun.
And we got to see something. We always see something that shocks us when we go to a live show at Dynamite. This year it was a little kid holding on to a grudge against Shane Taylor.
Yep, Shane Taylor Promotions, Anthony Ogogo, and Shane Taylor. For a backstory for everybody, there was a kid sitting in the front row down the floor, and he had, I think it was a Hook figure. I couldn't tell what figure exactly, but he wanted wrestlers to autograph it. Didn't matter who. And during one of the dark matches before the live taping of Dynamite started, he wanted Ogogo to sign it. Ogogo smacked it out of his hand. Shane Taylor actually broke kayfabe and tried to give the kid the figure back. And the kid was ignoring him because he was flipping off Ogogo. Shane Taylor got mad, gave it to the security guard. Then the kid started flipping off Shane Taylor. Well, during the show, we saw Shane Taylor Promotions in action. And the kid was flipping them off again. And they were giving it right back to him. But at the end of the night, Will Ospreay did come over, sign the kid's figure. And even during the commercial break, before Claudio made his entrance, Will went over, took his robe, and put it on the kid for a picture. Very cool. Yeah. Crowd loved it. Will Ospreay definitely leaning into becoming the future face of AEW.
Yeah, and Justin Roberts gave that kid this shirt too.
Yes, yes.
So
I did not realize till the next day that the shirts you and I got and Logan were event exclusive shirts.
Oh, really?
They have versions of them online, but they're not the exact same.
Oh,
so
our shirts are event exclusive. You can't buy them apart from at the event.
At the live shows, because I got the Who's House Swerve's House shirt.
Yeah,
the one online's white. Oh. Mine's red.
He was wearing the red one though, so
yes,
that kind
he was.
Of. All right.
So yep, which is cool. I knew they had done that in the past, but I'd never bought merch at the indie show. Which that was my one complaint of the night was how the merch was set up.
It's been my complaint every year.
For one, I wish they had some more merch than they do. But more so than that's the location. They have one setup. It's right there past the metal detectors when people come in the building. It just makes for a cluster.
Very, very big cluster. They either need to have two, if they're going to keep it in that area, they need to bring another set down past the will call window, or maybe put it over by the stairs where you divide to go to the floor seats in the upper deck. But they need to do something. They just, and definitely more merch, because there wasn't that a whole lot. There was the shirt you bought, the shirt Logan and I got, and a Mercedes Moné shirt.
Yeah, there was that. They might have had, they had a few AEW logos.
Yeah, they had the few AEW logos, but
they had a Danhausen mask. They had a few flags you could buy. They had a Copeland shirt. I just didn't like the design.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I forgot about the Copeland shirt.
Excuse me. So let's see here. Majin said they had an Elite one with the Canadian flag, but it was specifically for Winnipeg, too. That's cool.
That is cool.
That's cool. Yeah, so that was my main complaint. I hopefully in the future maybe they'll have another stand at the upper level of the arena where
that'd be cool too.
But it's
a merch up on the second deck.
It's a little different. I went to a WWE house show here in Fort Wayne last year, and their merch, they had a little. I would say they had a few more options, and they only had one setup, but their setup was not by the entrance, and it flowed a lot better. So. That's one thing they can do a little better job.
And, you know, I think we were probably, us three, were probably the quickest in and out of there because we took a look ahead of time before we even got in line and kind of had an idea, and we were watching the closer we got to make sure they had what we wanted. You know, I wanted this shirt, but I already had, if they didn't have it in my size, I was going to get the Swerve shirt. And if they didn't have that in my size, I was going to get one of the flags. But so I went through and just, that's what you kind of need to do when there's only one merch table, is just start figuring out what you want. And if it's more than one thing, kind of get it, you know, all set up. But, you know, at the same time, those, there were two or three of them, I think. They were working nonstop. I mean, they were just running back and forth, trying to get people in and out as quick as possible. But there was somebody standing next to me at the merch line who was there before we ever got close, and they were still there because they didn't know what they wanted. So they were trying to figure it out.
And that's going to anger the employees too. Cause...
Yes, because you had one person stuck with them while the other two are running back and forth trying to get everybody else moving along.
Yep. Yeah, Steffi here says... She was at a house show at Madison Square Garden, which that's awesome, by the way.
Yes.
Setup was awesome. She said WWE has the merch thing down pat. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's experience. It's experience, absolutely.
Yeah.
But,
you know, AEW's still 5 years old. Yeah. So.
But they ran that location every year, so you'd like to think it'd be a little better. But
that is true.
Yeah, work in progress, I guess. Work in progress. Work in progress. But
Logan's got some input here real quick.
So, I was just thinking about, like, the entire show thing, and this actually happened before the show. This made me terrified, but, when we were walking through the metal detector, somehow the thing went off, and it was... Because the shirts that I was wearing kind of like little metal things.
Yeah, little metal things at the inside. Yep.
And that set it off.
Yep. Yep. We've all been there. We've all had that thing go off. And just had to get a pat down.
Down at the first show.
Yep. So
I held up the line.
Yep. No, it was all good. No, everybody understood. And, you know, in those situations, you'd rather them be safe than sorry. So
we're
glad those are in place. So,
We may be an AEW podcast, but we might all be LA Knight fans.
And Majin, right on cue, said pat downs can be quite fun.
Oh, Majin, he's 11.
And he's getting called out for it. So,
Steffi, get the spray bottle.
Yep. Get the bottle. Get the bottle.
We've got a spray bottle. Logan's going to get it. But now that Rampage has aired, even though spoilers broke before we ever got home, congratulations to Cool Hand Ange and Ruby Soho on their first child.
Yes, very cool moment indeed. Ruby's from Indiana, so that was really cool. I'll wait till Logan gets back, pop that up. And very cool indeed. And I did not know that night that they were a real couple in real life. So
I didn't either. That's cool. I got home and was kind of unwinding and reading through some stuff. And there, again, were already spoilers that she had announced it. Right. And one of the stories said her real life boyfriend. And I went, oh.
Yeah. Yeah. That adds another layer to it. Very cool. Very cool.
He's got the spray bottle, Majin.
Here, Logan got a.
Here, this is for you.
Got a
Logan.
Comment from Pluggo, your buddy that you said bye. He said, respect our EVPs, Logan.
I will not respect my EVPs, Pluggo.
You better. You better.
Yeah. They gave us this company.
Yes, they did.
Tony Khan gave us the company. Well, yeah. And Cody. And Kenny.
And I'll actually throw Chris Jericho in there, too. I know he wasn't an EVP, but he did get the ball rolling. He was their first big signee.
So. Yeah. Yeah. I think him signing helped.
Yep. Yep. So. All right. Pluggo said, do better. Do better.
He'll come beat you up.
So, all right. Well, we're going to do today's show a little differently. Of course, we're recording earlier in the day.
Let's go, Pluggo.
He's got the chair.
It's been laid down, Pluggo.
We're, of course, not recording this at 8:30 because that'd be right.
I'm entering an open challenge.
Ooh, open challenge from open Logan challenge. To Pluggo.
We're not doing this at 8:30, of course, since that'd be right in the middle of Dynasty. We're recording this early in the afternoon so we can get our predictions in. And Pluggo says, bring it, Logan. So there you go.
Challenge has been accepted.
Logan's looking like the Miz's dad right there with his posture.
Taylor just says you're looking like the Miz's dad.
We're doing 10 matches. We picked one pre-show, one 0 hour match. The Trent Seidel match, we're going to ignore because I think we all agree that Trent's going to win that one. Seidel's like on a 20 some match losing streak. And then Orange and who's his partner for that?
I don't know. I didn't even look at that.
Oh, I think it's Shibata.
Oh, okay.
Maybe Orange is Shibata against Shane Taylor Promotions. Got to think Orange's team is going to go over there. So, So we are doing the Bang Bang Gang against the acclaimed ROH Trios titles. AEW Trios titles. We'll do that match and then the 9 main card matches. And we'll see if somebody can finally dethrone me for the KOP predictions title. I've had this thing since All Out back in September. So,
well, that's because, you know, All In just kind of broke everybody.
Yeah. More ways than one.
Yeah.
So, but
we will. We will.
Modern said open challenge. Might have to cash in. One doesn't use the spray bottle against me and get away. I think we got a new heel of the podcast.
Yeah, and his name's Logan.
Yeah. Yeah. So, all right, let's get right into our predictions here. Starting with the 0 hour match, you got the acclaimed Anthony Bowens, Max Caster, and Daddy Ass versus the Guns and Jay White, Bullet Club Gold, or the Bang Bang Game, whatever you want to call them. I will bring up Shep's pick here first, if I can get our display. Shep is going with the Bang Bang Gang for 10.
All right. Logan, who'd we pick in this match?
We picked Bullet Club Gold.
And it's for 8.
For 8?
We actually went back and forth on this because I talked him into... Bullet Club Gold, but he originally was pulling for the acclaimed.
Okay. Well, I'm going the Bang Bang Gang for 7.
All right.
So
at least we all agree on that.
Yeah, I would be shocked. It's time. The acclaimed have had the AEW Trio titles for a long, long time since All In. They've barely defended them since, it seems like. I'm glad we're unifying these titles. It's about time. So, Modern said, Logan, I can do more for you predictions-wise and be the heel than your dad can. Join me. Use the spray bottle against him and join me.
Oh, crap. I have been sprayed.
Yep. All right, we got a Majin Logan faction there.
Thanks, Majin. And I'm the only one who gets your reference there with Majin. Come on, dude. Jeez, on me like that.
So we all think the Bang Bang Gang is gonna be the unified trios title holders at the end of the night, which it's gonna be awesome. That's how it should be. You have your trios titles then on ROH and AEW, and
yep.
That's how they should use that. So
Get a new belt.
All right. Next up for the international title, we got a personal grudge here. We got Roderick Strong defending against his longtime buddy, Kyle O'Reilly, making his first pay-per-view match in, I don't know how long. You want me to go Shep again first?
Sure.
Shep is going with Roderick Strong defending it for 7.
Roderick Strong, Kyle O'Reilly.
We picked Roderick Strong to win because, yeah.
Not because of LA Knight. I was telling Logan because he was giving me grief on some of my confidence points here. There were some matches that I was extremely confident in, and then there were just some matches that I felt could go either way, and this is one of them, so we only went for 1 point with Roddy.
I went Roddy as well, but only for 2. And this is one I switched from when I was on Between Two Beards with Pluggo and JBJ the other day. I had Kyle O'Reilly going over at the time. But I changed my mind. I just don't see them giving Roderick this short of a title reign.
Yeah.
Even though I think they're giving Kyle a nice little push, I think at the end of the day, the Undisputed Kingdom is the difference in this match.
Yes. Yeah, there'll be a lot of shenanigans.
Exactly what Stephen Chambers says right here on YouTube. Roderick retains with shenanigans. Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, so we're both 3 for 3 across the board so far.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Next on my card order, I have the TBS title match. Julia Hart defending against Willow Nightingale, who Paul interviewed on our podcast earlier this week.
I did. Willow was a great interview. Very, very bubbly person, even before the interview started. So I'm all for talking to her again in the future, but we'll go first on this one, Tanner.
Okay.
Logan, who'd we pick?
We picked Willow Nightingale because of the fact that on Dynamite, as us three saw, she was ended by who I'm thinking is Julia, so yeah. And they got the upper hand. And if they're anything like WWE, which they probably aren't, Willow Nightingale will win because of the fact that Julia has the upper hand on her.
Yep, and I think we've heard time and time again that Mercedes is taking on the winner of this match at Double or Nothing.
When she's finally cleared, she made
when
that.
She's finally cleared.
She finally said that the other night.
There's no history between Mercedes and Julia.
Correct.
But there is between her and Willow. So we went with Willow, like Logan said, for 6 points.
6 points. Okay. Shep went with Willow Nightingale, but only for 1.
Okay.
And I went with Willow Nightingale for 4.
All right.
And my reasoning along the lines of you guys, as well as I'm pretty sure Julia Hart is injured for real.
Yeah.
And they used her pretty smart on Wednesday night at Dynamite. She didn't get a ton of ring time. So I think that's another reason we see a title change.
Absolutely.
But Stephen Chambers here on YouTube is saying Julia retains with Statlander heel turn. I like the Statlander heel turn. I still think she's the one that attacked Mercedes. That's my prediction there.
Yeah.
And then Majin said Willow for 60 points from me. Oh, wait. I can't go that high.
At least you didn't go 69.
Oh, you just had to give him ammo, didn't you?
Yeah. He tried to turn my son on me. Of course I had
to. That's true. Up next, Kazuchio Okada defending his Continental Championship against Pac. This is going to be a great match as far as in-ring goes. You guys want to start this off? Do you want me to start this off?
Yeah, go ahead and give your standard, and then we'll go second.
All right. I am going with Kazuchi Okada 4-10.
Okay. Logan, who'd we pick in Okada versus Pac?
We picked Okada retaining because, like, the unwise man brought up a very wise point. See what I did? But whenever Pac...
Oops, I clicked the wrong comment.
Whenever Pac gets pushed up to very high, to the top of the mountain, pretty much, he gets injured, sick in an accident. So we went with Okada winning.
And we went for 9.
For 9.
Yes, all right. And Okada at Forbidden Door with the title would be phenomenal.
Yeah. To Stephen Chambers' point there on YouTube. And Shep went with Okada for 6. So far, 4 matches in, we have not disagreed with the winners at all.
Yeah, this could be an interesting pay-per-view. I think there's probably at least one match I think we're going to all disagree on.
I think so.
Or at least you and I will, or us three will differ from Shep.
Yeah. So I just don't see Okada losing this match. I mean, I think he's going to have a long, lengthy run with this title, and they're not having him drop it this quick. No way.
No, not at all.
No way. Which it was awesome seeing him live, by the way, Wednesday night.
Yeah, I love that picture I got. That was my favorite picture of the night.
That was sharp with the money falling down in his entrance. That was sharp.
Oh, that was sick.
Sharp.
Tanner's sick. That was cool.
I am a little sick for everybody listening out there. Hopefully you can't tell my voice too much. This morning would have been a struggle. We did this earlier this morning. I might not have been able to talk. But.
That's nice.
Okay.
Up next, the FTW title. You got Hook defending against Lionheart Chris Jericho, who I hope goes away for a while. But let's be honest, he's not going to.
This is PG, so I can't say what I wanted to.
You're 11. You can't say what you wanted to.
Who you want? Shep? Are we starting with Shep's here?
Let's go to Shep's first.
Shep goes Hook, retaining for 8.
Okay. What do we got, Logan? Who's winning this?
Hook. It's just too obvious. Everyone hates Jericho. Jericho sucks. There's no way he's winning the FTW championship, especially because of the cockiness that Hook has. He had it for who knows how long. He's not dumping it to some Winnipeg idiot.
Whoa.
Wow. Heel move.
Whoa. You're supposed to be Team Canada now.
Yeah, you're supposed to be Team Canada now. You joined Majin. He's from Canada.
Stephen Chambers saying, picking Jericho, he snaps. Majin said, I will say, although I'm getting tired of him, I did enjoy the segment between them. Steffi said, same Jericho.
Well, we went 10 for Hook, so.
10 for Hook. Holy smokes. This is going to decide the belt tonight between us three, I think, because Tanner went with Jericho for 5.
Ooh. All right.
I wasn't talking about you. I was talking about Chris Jericho.
I think they know what they're doing. They know the crowd's tired of Jericho. They're booing him. Ultimate heel move tonight. He snaps. He takes the FTW title. We've seen crazier things. We've seen him have the ROH title for a little while, the Ocho Rang. Hook's had the FTW title since All In back in August. I mean, they don't even acknowledge it as an actual title for AEW, but if they hadn't already faced and Hook hadn't already beat him, I would go Hook all day long. I just don't think the math's adding up here.
Okay. All right.
So that's gonna be a big one for the card, though.
It is.
For the title. Up next, we have a trios match. Mm-hmm. The only title not defended tonight is Adam Copeland's TNT Championship. It's Adam Copeland, Eddie Kingston, and Mark Briscoe, or the Rated R Chicken Hawks, as Copeland named them, against the House of Black, Brody Lee, Buddy Matthews, and Malachi Black.
I'm really feeling good about our predictions now, because Logan was just looking at the card and he goes, I bet he does this one next, and pointed at this exact match. So yeah. I am feeling it. I am trusting Logan 100%, and I'm really thinking maybe if this is the case, we should have gone with his original pick from the pre-show. But what's up, Mike?
Yeah, everything he said was true. I said, I think he's going to do Rated Chicken Hawks versus House of Black next. And he did. And we have Rated Chicken Hawks running because there's a champion on that team. We just have a powerhouse. Hello. All they have is a powerhouse and two decent guys. But can we just bring up the fact that Mark, they only win the ROH championship, but helped FTR win against House of Black. And is it the Negocios on the team, correct?
No.
Oh. Yeah. That's all I had to say.
All right.
Never bet against the house, but you know. But yeah, we're going 4 for Rated Chicken Hawks.
4 for Rated Chicken Hawks. Okay.
You gonna say hi to Mike?
Oh, you did. I said hi.
Okay.
We got a few other comments and picks here. Steven Chambers says, love to see House of Black to win, but won't be surprised if Copeland, Briscoe, and Kingston win. Martin says, don't forget House of Black has all the momentum. Usually that means the opposite team will win. Well, Shep, he's going House of Black for 9.
Ooh, all right.
9. And I was back and forth on this one. Another one I changed my mind since I did the recording with Between Two Beards on Thursday. I'm going House of Black for 1.
Okay.
And the reason being, I like Logan's viewpoint of two champions, technically 3, with Eddie having the New Japan Strong title. But I think they can come out of this and set up a few title feuds. I think they can set up Malachi versus Adam Copeland. At least I hope so, because that's a dream match of mine on the roster. I think they could set up Brody Lee versus Mark Briscoe for ROH title. I think they can do some of that coming out of this. And so House of Black, they need wins. They need wins. I feel like this is a team win they can get. Maybe they won't win the singles matches out of it, but that's why I'm going House of Black for 1.
All right. I'm good with that.
Mike here, isn't House of Black on the way out, or do they still have a year on their contract? I believe at least Malachi has through 26 or 7 on his contract. And I think Buddy's is pretty long too, so they probably won out, but they're going to have to wait a little
while. Buddy's got to go home and take care of Mommy.
He does. Lucky guy. Mm-hmm. It's Steffi, my pick, I'm going with the knockoff Wyatt family. We're 6.
Ooh, okay.
And Majin's taking Rated R Chicken Hawks. And Steven Chambers says House of Black has at least 2 years left. Which, yeah. Yeah, I wish they'd use them a little better, but maybe tonight's the start of that. So okay. Next up on the card, let's go with the Women's Heavyweight Championship match. Tony Storm timeless Tony Storm defending against Thunder Rosa. And of course, Luther and Mariah May presumably will be at right beside Tony Storm for this match. Let's start with Shep here. Shep is going Tony Storm for 5.
Who'd we go with, Logan?
We went to Thunder Rosa winning.
All right. What was the thought? Okay.
Well, you just picked it. I had thoughts behind it. We went with 3 for that match, by the way.
Okay.
It's one of those that I feel could go either way. Yeah. But I feel that Thunder's reign was cut short due to injury.
Correct.
I think Tony was the one who won it at that point. And kind of always heard the saying, you know, that in AEW, the champ holds it until the champ comes back type thing. So I went with Thunder Rosa for that. But I'm just seeing Stephen Chambers comment there. Tony retains. Deanna costs Thunder the match, setting up triple threat. Tony, Deanna, and Thunder Rosa at Double or Nothing. And I'd be okay with that, too.
Yeah, I could definitely see that. I think we're definitely getting, if we don't get that, we're definitely getting Thunder and Deanna at Double or Nothing, because we know we're getting Mercedes versus either Willow or Julia for the TBS at Double or Nothing. So, yeah, it wouldn't shock me if Thunder walks away from this as the new champ, but I am going with Tony Storm for 3. But I'm right there with you, Paul. I'm not very, very confident on this one. I could see it going either way. Because Tony's had it since what, All Out?
Or was
it Full
so.
Gear? I don't remember which.
Well, All In, Saraya won it.
Correct.
And then Tony won it from Saraya, like, right after.
Okay. So, should be a good match, though. Should be a good match. Yeah. So, I like Steven's reasoning there a lot. So, Tony Storm for 3 for me. All right. We got 3 more matches. And this card is loaded tonight. A lot of these matches could be the show-stealing match. But I think these last 3 are the ones that most people are going to probably pick for match of the night. And how about for the vacant tag team titles, Young Bucks, FTR, ladder match. 4th time these two teams have faced each other. FTR has a series lead of 2-1 going into this match. But ladder match is a Young Bucks specialty.
And again, Logan had his finger on this match for you to do this one next.
Well, he's smart. Smart kid.
So who you got, Tanner? We'll start with you this round.
I got the EVPs. Bow down to your EVPs, Logan. I got the EVPs, the Young Bucks, for 8.
And
I'm going to throw in 2 more predictions, if I can, real quick.
Okay.
The scapegoat, Jack Perry, makes his return to the company tonight during this match or maybe after. I'll say during this match. I think he costs FTR the match, sides with the Elite. And then after the match, we get the AEW debut of the Motor City Machine Guns as the next challengers for the EVPs, the Young Bucks.
All right. Well, Logan, who'd we pick?
I have no respect for these guys because I do not respect my EVPs, but we picked Young Bucks. Running via scapegoat, and my thing is Tony Khan probably wants all the Elite to hold championships, so I'm going with Matt and Nick to win.
Respect your EVPs. It's Matthew and Nicholas.
Yeah, I was saying Matt and Nick. You didn't say it.
We went with, again, this is one of those that could go either way. We went 2.
2? 2 for the Bucks. And everybody's bringing up a lot of good points. Everybody on YouTube, for the most part, is going with the Bucks, except Steffi saying FTR. Stephen Chambers, a great point here on YouTube. Another thing to note, Cash Wheeler has a court date coming up for his road rage incident. Yes. So.
Yeah, this isn't the other company where you can get arrested for a DUI and then we're going to give you the gold.
But this is going to be a fun match. This is a good match. It's going to be awesome. These teams always deliver. Bucks always deliver in a ladder match. And I'm really looking forward to this. I know the buildup was a little shaky. You know, should they have showed the backstage all-in footage? Should they not have? Yada, yada, yada. But I think this match is going to make everybody forget about that.
And, you know, here's the thing. I was at a... Oh, Majin just fired you. But
you didn't even stay on long enough to collect unemployment.
Nope. As we know, I do indie wrestling, and I had a show last night. And we were talking. People in this federation aren't exactly huge AEW fans. They're kind of WWE marks, but hey, I respect the guys, but everybody who did watch was saying, oh, showing the scapegoat footage screwed AEW. And I'm going, okay, here's the thought. They did it not to confirm what Punk said. It had nothing to do with Punk. It was just timing with Punk. It's to set up the return for Jack Perry.
Yep.
If Matthew would have been sitting out there and didn't have a scapegoat t-shirt on, I would have said it was a response to Punk. But the scapegoat t-shirt, the fact that they didn't say Punk's name, they referred to the gentleman who's been the scapegoat through all of this. Yeah. It's all a setup for Jack Perry. So the footage sets up for Jack Perry. He returns tonight, helps the Bucks win.
Yep, and he got quite the reaction at the New Japan event in Chicago last week. And according to Dave Meltzer, his time is up for New Japan. So
his time is now. You can't see him. His time is now.
I forgot to do Austin specs. Shep went with the Bucks for two.
Whoa. All right. I for sure thought Shep was going FTR on this one.
No, but I think that's why he only went Bucks for two, because he hated picking against his boys.
Yeah.
So, and Modern said he got the crowd cheering for him. At least a mixed results. Chicago crowd, too, which is Punk's backyard. Mike here on Facebook, I didn't watch, so I'll stay out of it. But Punk was the highest rated star on two shows for two companies.
True.
No false there.
Yeah.
All right, two more matches left, bruv. This one, everybody's already saying this is a match of the year candidate. These two haven't even locked up yet. Where is my graphic for this? Why am I not finding this? Well, here.
Do I need to go find it for you?
No, I got it. I just got to. Okay. There we go. I had not uploaded it to the software yet, but it's uploading right now. But it's Will Ospreay versus Brian Danielson.
Yes, it is. There it is.
This match is going to be awesome.
Since we missed him last round, let's go ahead and do Shep's first.
Shep went with the Billy Goat, Will Ospreay, for three.
Okay. Logan, who do we pick in this?
Above Will Ospreay, because it's Will freaking Ospreay. Above. It doesn't make sense. Will Ospreay is the only wise choice here. Because Daniel Bryan has not been around for a while. But Will, we just saw him a Dynamite. Well,
Danielson does more collision.
Yeah, he was in the bunkhouse match last night, so which was a brutal match.
Yeah. But, yeah, it's Will Ospreay.
Stephen Chambers says picking Ospreay going to be match of the night.
Definitely going to be match of the night. Danielson did, I think, take to social media to say that you're going to see the best Danielson ever tonight. But, yeah, we went seven for Will. Kind of because, you know, Danielson's been putting on a lot of good matches, don't get me wrong. But he's been putting over talent because this is his final year. He's on his way out. Ospreay's on his way in. It just makes perfect sense.
Yep. It's going to be a hell of a match. Can't wait. And it will not be the match before the main event, I don't think, because I don't think the crowd could recover. I look for it to be a few matches before this, but I put it before the main event anyways. So, we're all on the same page here. I'm going Ospreay for six. Yep. Yep. So, all right. That leads us to our main event, even though everybody's picking Ospreay over here on YouTube. Majin says Ospreay's going to elevate Danielson to the sky. Nice word, play on words there with the theme song. Yes. Our main event, Samoa Joe, who's been champion since World's End, defending it against whose house?
Swerve's house.
Strickland. This build has been fun. This build has been bloody. Looking forward to this one. And yes.
Logan's over here swerving.
Oh, yeah. We got to do the dance. Got to do the dance. It's Swerve's time, isn't it? Swerve's time, isn't it?
Logan, who'd we pick?
Whose house?
Yeah. Swerve Strickland, 5 points. Yeah, it's time. It's Swerve's time. It's Swerve's house. It makes sense to do it now. And I'm not going to lie, I'm doing go-home math on this one.
Yep. Steve Chambers said we'll definitely riot if either Hangman interferes or it ends in a time limit draw.
Yes.
Yeah, Joe's been great champion. He's been exactly what they needed, you know, after one of your pillars loses the title. He's been a great bridge champion for the last few months. He's elevated the title, I would say. But it's Swerve's time. Tony's good at striking the iron when it's hot. This is time to make your first African-American World Heavyweight Champion in AEW history. I'm going with Swerve for 9.
What'd Shep do?
Shep also went Swerve, but for 4.
Okay. So, about 70% of the card we agree on.
Yes, yes. The it literally might come down to the FTW. It might come down to the FTW match.
Yeah, and I think that's
you
exactly
and Logan
what
have
10
on Hook.
To.
Ship has 8 on Hook. I have 5 on Jericho. That's gonna twist it one way or the other there.
Yeah, so if Jericho picks up the victory, you might as well say you retain. If Hook picks up the victory, new champ.
Majin, do we think Swerve uses the chain to help him win?
Ooh, I want to say it's going to be clean because we saw in that triple threat match, Prince Nana handed him the crown or the whatever it is, and he didn't use it. So sure. I'm kind of hoping to see the same thing tonight.
Well, tonight, the focus for Swerve's all on Joe. At Revolution, him and Heyman's focus were on just making sure neither one of them won the title.
Yeah. So,
Stephen Chambers says, Swerve's time possibly double or nothing.
Mm.
I just don't want to see him wait another month. I think they gotta pull a trigger now.
Yeah. It's one of those, if they wait much longer, it's going to die off.
I think so, too. But, man, AEW usually delivers with their pay-per-views, and this card is as strong a card as we've seen them put on in quite a while. Can't wait for it. It's Dynasty, the 0 hour starts at 6:30 tonight. Main card starts at 8. There's multiple ways you can watch it. Thank God. For North America viewers, you can watch it on, of course, Bleacher Report Live, which I recommend not doing so because it never works well for me, at least. You can also watch it on Thriller, which used to be Fight TV, and you can also watch it on YouTube. Of course, same rates apply for all avenues there, but I already purchased mine on YouTube, so I'm trying it on YouTube tonight. Majin says, post-show match him against Saraya.
Mm.
My money's on Saraya.
Yeah.
10 confidence points.
10 confidence points.
Any final thoughts out of the Zartmans over there?
It's a stacked card.
Yeah.
There are so many options for match of the night, but I think Ospreay Danielson will probably be the match of the night, followed up by the world title and then the tag titles.
Bold predictions? I think we all agree Jack Perry was coming back. I made a prediction that the Motor City Machine Guns were going to debut. You have any others?
These two are very, very, very out there, but I wish they would happen. We'll see a dentist and a hater.
And I hope that's coming soon.
Ooh. Brain just engaged. My brain's been slow here lately. Mercedes got attacked. Willow got attacked. What if it wasn't either Julia or Willow doing the attacking or Statlander? Maybe it's a dentist.
Could be. Be a good way to bring her back. For mm-hmm. sure. For sure. Anyway, we see MJF reappear tonight.
I think it's too soon. I think maybe during the Roderick Strong, Kyle O'Reilly match, maybe we get a tease. Maybe something pops up on the screen afterwards that says, "You're not the devil. The devil will return," or something like that. Just kind of tease it. I don't want to see him come back before Double or Nothing.
Yeah, I'm afraid Cole's injury is just prolonging this.
Yes.
It sounds like we saw Cole on Dynamite for a few weeks, you know, in a wheelchair and stuff. They said his ankle's not healing as fast as it should be, so they've sent him home.
Yeah.
It's just, man, I hate that whole devil storyline was kind of impacted by injury. Kind of ruined it all.
If he wouldn't have jumped off that ramp.
People need to stop jumping into crowds and off things.
Yes.
But
especially if you're over the age of 30.
Steffi wants to know, what was that? Was that an RVD taunt there, Logan?
No, it was not.
Okay.
It was him doing Bay Bay.
Hey, we did see RVD last night on AEW for 420.
Well, yeah, it's 420.
Pretty fitting there.
He was probably already celebrated 420 before he went out.
Oh, he does that every day. And should note, because they were former AEW talents, Santana and Broken Matt Hardy both appeared for TNA last night at their pay-per-view.
Yes. Yeah, so a lot of tease that the new Wyatt family would have a broken person in it, but then he decides he'd rather be part of TNA.
Yeah, and I know Fightful, SRS and Fightful are supposed to have an update to everybody about Jeff Hardy today.
Okay.
So we'll see what that means. Last I had read, Jeff has quite a bit left on his contract with AEW through this year.
Okay.
And then, but that could have changed. Definitely could have changed. Because last time we saw him, he got concussed by Sammy. So
yes. Yeah.
I haven't seen him since.
Yeah, and Tony Khan's really good about if somebody gets injured and they're out, he adds that to the end of their contract so they get the full time as an active wrestler.
Right. So we will see there. I don't know. I don't know what I want to happen. I don't know. I mean, part of me thinks he should just, if he can, go to TNA and be with Matt. Part of me wants to see what he could do as a singles guy in AEW, but I don't know.
Go to TNA.
Yeah, his run's kind of been... He kind of did it to himself. Fortunately, the Hardys were going to win the tag straps, and they had a pivot because of Jeff's DUI. So
yes.
Yep.
Yeah, you want to get a DUI and win gold, go to Connecticut.
I don't even think they'll stand for that anymore.
Well, I don't know if they gave the Usos. Regime.
Well, that was the old regime.
Yeah, the Usos got gold after a DUI. So
I don't think Paul would stand for that, but imagine Matt can barely walk. Jeff just looks broken. Yes.
Yeah. Fair. No pun intended there.
Fair. So, yeah, Mike on Facebook, GCW would take him. Yep.
Yes, they would.
It's true. Never know who's going to pop up on GCW these days.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
Maybe Rip Ryerson one of these days.
No, I think.
Junior, better, not senior. Junior.
I think you got a better chance of a farmer showing up than a Ryerson.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm looking forward to tonight's show. Should be fun. Hope everybody has the chance to watch tonight. Can follow along with our picks. Thank you to everybody who watched our live stream today, added comments and picks. And if you're listening or watching this at a later date, comment below with your picks. We'd appreciate that. And with that, I'm going to let Paul wrap us up.
All right. Well, be sure to check out kickingoutshop.com. It's your place to go for a great merchandise, support of a great podcast, and look fantastic doing so. Tanner's rocking some KOP merch over there. I am not. I'm rocking the Bruv shirt tonight.
I just got hat. I just got the hat. So, and of course the title, but that's not
available. So. That's not available. You can't buy a replica of that. we're not WWE. Be sure to follow the Kicking Out Podcast on all social media at Kicking Out Pod. Be sure to listen to the Kicking Out Podcast wherever it is you listen to your podcast. And if that happens to be Apple Podcasts, leave us that 5-star review because we are 5-star KOP. Be sure to follow your KOP predictions champion, Tanner Lee, at TannerLee92. Follow the missing Austin Shepherd at TheShep27. Do what Majin says and buy the merch. And be sure to follow myself at PaulZartman921. And with that, for Tanner Lee and Logan Zartman, I'm Paul Zartman. Join us again next week as we kick out yet another podcast.